It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
On her Beats 1 radio show, Nicki Minaj defended herself against Cardi B's claim that her parenting skills were being challenged. Cardi B made these claims in a physical fight between the two in New York last week.
So let me just go on record having said, I would never talk about anyone's child or parenting. I don't care about anyone's parenting. And it's so crazy to me that people always need to make Onika the bad guy. If you're right in whatever you're doing, you don't ever have to make someone into the bad guy. Just speak your truth. When you have to say that I said or did something that you know I've never said or did.
I didn't see it. Where was that?
No clue.
Where did it come from?
No clue.
And then Nicki got real heated.
You're angry and you're sad, and I really, this is not funny, and this is not about attacking. This woman is at the best stage in her career, and she's out here throwing bottles and throwing shoes? You put your hands on certain people, you gonna die. Period.
Whoa.
And then Nicki talked about how the physical fight between her and Cardi B made them both look.
I was mortified. I was in Alexander Vautier gown, okay, off the motherfucking runway, okay? And I could not believe how humiliated it all felt, because how we made ourselves look.
Kim Kardashian apparently doesn't like having a big butt. In the latest episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, the reality star admitted that she doesn't like her big backside and cries about it daily.
I love it. I love it. That's all we focus on. Helping people, empowering people that don't have a voice, you know, breaking down the class systems. I mean, there's 2 million African Americans incarcerated now. A lot of it is nonviolent crimes. So we're gonna do everything, and it's not everything we can, we're going to get people out, period. My wife is in law school now, and it's extremely serious to us.
Okay, so despite making the statement that she is not really into having a big butt anymore, she appears to be just fine. She shows it off on Instagram. And then what I was going to say is that, speaking of her, Kanye West loves that she's got all these efforts to try and help felons who have been given unfair prison time, which is what Kanye West was talking about there. And then he revealed that Kim is in law school, which who in the world knew?
What, like it's hard?
That was pretty shocking.
It is hard.
I thought that was really surprising. Michael Strahan was on Ellen DeGeneres' show yesterday and talked about if he would take a knee or not if he were still playing football.
If I'm still playing football today, I would be old as dirt, first of all. You know, I don't know. I think I would have. Mm-hmm. I think I would have. I would have had a conversation with my father. I would have had a conversation with my dad. And based on that conversation, a conversation I've had with him, I'm pretty sure I would have, but I also would have been proactive in getting more organized. Mm-hmm. Because I do believe that there needs to be more organization between the players and the ownership.
And Tinashe has joined the 27th season of Dancing with the Stars. She will be partnered with Gleb Sevchenko. Don't ask me to say that name.
I don't know any of those dancers' names. I don't know any of
them. Yeah, me neither. I don't watch the show. Other rumored competitors include Fuller House star Juan Pablo DePace, comedian Nikki Glaser, Olympian Mary Lou Retton, and model Alexis Ren from Instagram. I'm excited about that. And radio host Bobby Bones, which is also cool. The entire cast will be revealed tomorrow on Good Morning America. That is the garbage.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Alex.